This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. You need not work, live, nor have a legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. To reach out to Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult, they service the greater Tampa Bay area, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and they are a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. Again, they are a full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments have also been consistently supported by Pin Chasers. While Pin Chasers has obviously suspended all their marketing and promotion until they reopen, and we hope that will be soon, I told Anthony Peroni that for all he has done for me and the Tampa Bay community, I would continue to talk about him and Pin Chasers on my podcast. So when bowling centers open again, if you are looking for an easy fix for boredom, being too hot outside, it raining outside, taking the kids somewhere fun, just doing something active out of the house, Pin Chasers will have you covered. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, 5555 West Hillsboro, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. Visit pinchasers.net and follow them on Facebook. I'm sure they will update you via those two sources as soon as they're open, and what the restrictions, if any, will be when they are open. And I'm sure Anthony might reach out to me as well. I can't wait to go back. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on social media. I'm happy for you to friend me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. My Instagram is at ToddWright2020. And in an idle moment, and I think we've all had a few of those over the last 2 months, I synced up my Twitter account, which had basically been dormant and only used for promotional reasons, to reflect everything that I post on the Instagram and Facebook accounts. And now the Twitter account has the same address as my Instagram account. So on Instagram, I'm ToddWright2020, and on Twitter, I am ToddWright2020. The content will be the same. We learned of Don Shula's passing today. I have found it somewhat cliche, easy, disingenuous. Three words come to mind. When a personality in sports, entertainment, politics, if you want to go there, someone in the public eye that maybe you nor I didn't really know, we seem to want to get our opinion out because that person has passed away. I agree there is too much of that. However, as reflected on my social media accounts, the word of the passing of Don Shula today got me to not only post on my social media, but record Todd Wright Toddcast episode 101. I'm not going to say things that you will hear everywhere else. I'm not going to offer the cliche analysis, even if it applies, and it cannot be said enough about this man. I never had any personal interaction with this man, even though I went to college at the University of Miami, watched his teams play in person, and started my broadcast and media career while I was in college at the University of Miami. I had some interaction with current and former Dolphins, was never fortunate enough to have that interaction with the Hall of Fame head coach. The reason why I'm devoting Todd Wright Toddcast episode 101 to the passing of Don Shula is because if it wasn't for Don Shula and if it wasn't for Tom Landry, I may not feel the same way about pro football now or at any time over the last nearly 50 years. I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the quick story is my grandparents gained legal guardianship of me, wanted to semi-retire to Florida anyway. And the three of us, grandma, grandpa, me, moved from Cincinnati to the Tampa Bay area. It happened in the, let's just say, the early to mid 1970s. And it was just before Tampa had any major professional sports. The Buccaneers began play in the fall of 1976. So prior to that, the Tampa market was a designated home market for the Miami Dolphins. As a matter of fact, and I was very young, so I'm sorry if some of these details are incomplete or a little off. There were a lot of Dolphin fans in the Tampa Bay area. Still are. A lot of Dolphin fans in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Naples, Orlando, Lakeland, all up the East Coast, Jacksonville as well. The Dolphins were the one professional team in the state. There was no other NFL team playing in the state prior to 1976. There was no Major League Baseball other than spring training being played in the state of Florida. There was no NBA being played in the state of Florida. There was no pro hockey, no NHL at least, being played in the state of Florida at that time. It was college football and the Dolphins. That's what the state of Florida had, in addition to spring training and, you know, some other events here or there. But for me personally, and I get some of this secondhand from what my grandparents told me in later years about me. Right or wrong, and I'll argue with you to my death that my grandparents did a terrific job raising me. And if I make mistakes, it wasn't their fault. And when I do things right, they are the reason why. But they use the television to keep me occupied. It allowed my grandfather to do what he wanted to do around the house. It allowed my grandmother to do what she wanted around the house. I sat in front of the TV. Came home after school, watched TV. After dinner, watched TV. When I was done with my homework, watched TV. And it was because of sports on TV that I ended up following the path that turned out to be a pretty good one in my life. As far as professional football, it was this simple. Prior to the Buccaneers coming along in 1976, if you were in the state of Florida and you watched football, you watched Don Shula's Dolphins at 1 p.m., and you watch the Dallas Cowboys at 4 p.m. Not every Sunday, but many Sundays. That was what we got. And when you think about those Don Shula Dolphins teams of the 70s and those Tom Landry Cowboys teams of the 70s, you start to respect how I was influenced and why I came to love watching pro football on Sunday afternoon and thanking my grandparents for letting me do it. I didn't become a Dolphins fan. I did become a Cowboys fan. And the Dolphins of the 70s and the Cowboys of the 70s weren't the only great teams. Much respect to the Raiders of the 70s, the Steelers of the 70s. But for my television purposes, and you didn't have a choice back then, for where I lived, almost every Sunday, Don Shula's Dolphins at 1 o'clock, Tom Landry's Cowboys at 4. That's what I watched. Think about how good that was. Even if you don't like the Dolphins, even if you don't like the Cowboys, even if you don't like both of them, think about those teams. Think about the star power. Think about the uniforms. Think about the venues. Think about the championships. Think about, do you have anything negative to say about either of the two men that walk those respective sidelines? Don Shula, Tom Landry. I'm not going to get into the Mount Rushmore of Super Bowl era head coaches, because honestly, I can't narrow it to four. And I didn't do this podcast to start an argument. I did it because it was such a heavy influence on me, and why to this day I still love professional football. Thank you, Coach Shula. Thank you, Coach Landry. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Visit them at brandonlegalgroup.com. They are a full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. And by Pin Chasers. I and many look forward to Anthony Peroni opening all three Pin Chasers locations in the greater Tampa Bay area in the coming days or weeks. Visit pinchasers.net or follow Pin Chasers on Facebook for more information. Remember, my social media is ToddWright2020 on Instagram, ToddWright2020 on Twitter, and I'm happy to friend you on Facebook. If you request me, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like Todd Wright Tour golf information, try me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for golf info. We'll talk to you next time.